From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Suicide bombers targeted a town in northeast Nigeria Wednesday, killing at least 15 people. Nigeria's Emergency Management Agency says three bombers set off explosives in the town of Damotoro in Yobe State. Witnesses say one of the early morning attacks was near a mosque filled with people at prayer, and another struck a housing development. At least a dozen people were taken to the hospital for injuries. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the attacks. The United States will not cooperate militarily with Russia and Syria because its strategy is tragically flawed, but is prepared to carry out basic technical discussions on pilot safety. That's according to U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter Wednesday. He spoke to journalists during a news conference with his Italian counterpart, Roberta Pinotti, that the Russian strategy in Syria is wrong.
Russia has the wrong strategy. They continue to hit targets that are not ISIL. We believe this is a fundamental mistake. Despite what the Russians say, we have not agreed to cooperate with Russia so long as they continue to pursue a mistaken strategy and hit these targets.
Secretary Carter's comments come as Russia said Wednesday that it used four warships in the Caspian Sea to launch rockets at Islamic State targets in Syria. The country's defense minister told Russian President Vladimir Putin that the vessels fired 26 cruise missiles at 11 IS targets, which he said were destroyed without causing any civilian casualties. The results of the strike confirmed the high effectiveness of the missiles at great distances, nearly 1,500 kilometers, according to the defense minister. VOA News. A spokesman for the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo said human rights groups concerned about abuses in the DRC should cooperate with the government by providing proof of alleged violations so that the government may investigate such claims. Human Rights Watch released a report Tuesday that accused the top security and ruling party officials in the DRC of hiring thugs to attack peaceful demonstrators last month, calling on President Joseph Kabila not to seek another term when his mandate ends in December. The country's information minister said the allegations are not credible because Human Rights Watch has yet to provide a single name to support its claim. Europe reacted too slowly to the turmoil on its borders that produced a huge wave of refugees. That assessment comes from French President François Hollande in a joint speech to the European Parliament with the German Chancellor Angela Merkel. I acknowledge that Europe was slow in understanding the tragedy in the Middle East or Africa, but could not have consequences for Europe itself, Hollande said, alongside the German chancellor. The comments by both the German and French leader comes as the European Union has started a new operation in the southern Mediterranean Sea to intercept human trafficking boats trying to enter the bloc illegally. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders is calling for an international humanitarian fact-finding commission to investigate the U.S. airstrike on its hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan, in which at least 22 patients and staff were killed. Lisa Schlein reports.
Joanne Liu, the international president of Doctors Without Borders, says it is time to activate this fact-finding tool.
The facts and circumstances of this attack must be investigated independently and impartially.
She says letters were sent Tuesday to the 76 signatory countries of the commission to sponsor an inquiry. She says the assent of only one country is needed, and United States and Afghan governments must give their consent to trigger the probe. Liu says the commission's role is only to establish and clarify facts. She says it is not a legal body and cannot determine whether a war crime has been committed. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A Palestinian woman stabbed an Israeli man who then shot and wounded her in Jerusalem's Old City. It comes after Israel lifted some of the tight security measures imposed after a series of Palestinian attacks. A suspected Palestinian militant later stabbed an Israeli soldier in the southern Israeli town of Kiryat Gat before being pursued by security forces and shot dead, according to police. The Wednesday attacks are the latest violent incidents that are escalating Israeli-Palestinian tensions. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.